Earth and Sky.
The most important thing about the Hubble Space Telescope is that it has not just done a lot of great science, but it has really reached out to America's school kids. The most important thing my generation can do for this country is leave behind a legacy that we're trying to inspire the next generation of scientists and engineers, because that's what our country desperately needs right now.
You're listening to astrophysicist Edward Weiler of NASA, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Dr. Weiler was chief scientist for the Hubble Space Telescope between 1979 and 1998. In April of 2010, the Hubble Telescope celebrated the 20th anniversary of its launch. Dr. Weiler talked about the rocky, yet triumphant, Hubble mission with Earth Sky's Jorge Salazar.
Dr. Weiler, welcome to Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science.
Thank you.
What are your thoughts on Hubble's 20th anniversary of launch?
Well, I must say, after we launched it and found out that we had an optical problem, I didn't think we'd be here today, 20 years later, talking about the great successes that Hubble has achieved. It's quite satisfying because there were some very dark days just after launch, and we found a way to fix the Hubble and fix it and make it better three or four more times. And it's now filled the astronomy textbooks around the world with new science and new discoveries. So pretty pleased with the way Hubble has worked out.
What would you say is the biggest accomplishment of the Hubble mission?
You know, as a scientist, I'm tempted to talk about all the science discoveries, but I think those are secondary to something else that's accomplished, and that is, more than any science mission or any science project, I think what it's achieved over the last 20 years is bringing science, astronomy, to the average American or the average European or the average Chinese, whatever. It's brought science, understandable science, to the world, and especially the kids. I mean, you know, if Hubble has inspired a few more American kids to become scientists or engineers, then it was worth every penny we spent on it.
Tell us about some of the ways that the Hubble mission brought science into the homes of people around the world.
Well, Hubble, you know, one thing Hubble does is it takes images of the universe, and it takes images that are clearer, 10 times clearer than anything that's ever been produced by ground-based telescopes. So it's given us, it's like we've been nearsighted for the whole history of humankind, and we suddenly put on our glasses and have 20/20 vision on the universe. So we're literally seeing things we've never seen before, as nearby as pictures of our planets, to stars in our own galaxy, to other galaxies, and almost back to the very beginning of time. Hubble has discovered things that we could have never anticipated, that has literally changed our view of the universe.
People listening right now, they might be familiar with some of these beautiful images of planets, stars, nebulae. Do you have a personal favorite image taken by Hubble?
Absolutely. I mean, without doubt, my favorite image is something called the Eagle Nebula. That's a star-forming region. It's literally a birthplace of stars. It's like a stellar nursery. And I'm sure almost every American has seen this picture who has ever read a newspaper or looked at a book. It's three gaseous pillars, very colorful. I remember the day we released this at a press conference. It was so stunning that CNN went live after the press conference and had people calling in, talking about what they saw in the image or what it meant to them. And I remember one person said, "It looks like the pillars of creation." And that's kind of stuck, sort of the nickname for this image.
I'd like to get back to something you were talking about earlier, and that was the rough start of Hubble. Was there a time, Dr. Weiler, when you doubted it would accomplish what it's done?
I started out in 1979 as a chief scientist on Hubble, and there were many times in the early 80s when even astronomers wanted to see Hubble canceled because of overruns and technical problems. And then we finally got to the point where we were almost able to launch, and then, of course, then the Challenger accident occurred, and that delayed us another 3 years. So there were many times during that period where Hubble was teetering on the verge of cancellation. But we finally got it off in 1990, and April of 1990, and regretfully, within a couple of months, we discovered that our mirror, which was the most polished mirror ever created by humans. It was the most perfect mirror created by humans. But the company that made it put the wrong prescription on the curve on the mirror. It was like buying a pair of glasses that's supposed to correct your myopia, and they don't. And this was absolute tragedy. We thought we might be canceled again. But almost instantly, we came up with a way to fix it, and it involved literally almost putting glasses on your eye. I'm nearsighted, but I have a perfect eye. It just has the wrong curve, and light doesn't come to a focus in the right place. And what does the doctor do to correct that wrong curve? He or she gives you a pair of glasses that has a curve that's exactly the opposite of that wrong curve, and when combined with your eye, they give you 20/20 vision. And that's the fix we developed, literally eyeglasses for Hubble, except in the case of Hubble, we use little mirrors instead of lenses, which basically we took up in 1993, December of 1993, and we installed new instruments with these corrective optics, and suddenly Hubble became everything we ever dreamed it could be. It was a perfect fix.
We have a question from Twitter. It's from Frank Ravely of Germantown, Wisconsin, and he asks, with all of Hubble's upgrades and with the space shuttle being retired, how many more years does the Hubble Space Telescope have?
Well, let me answer that in many different ways. Hubble was launched in 90 with the idea that we hoped we'd be able to get 15 years out of it. That was our dream, to get 15 years out of it. And here we are doing an interview about our 20th anniversary. So we're already getting our dividends in spades, so to speak, on Hubble. However, we did do the final servicing mission a few months ago, and we fully expect, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if people aren't doing interviews at the 25th anniversary. And it's not beyond the realm of possibility we can make a 30th anniversary. So I've got high hopes that we got another good 5 to 10 years to go here.
You've been listening to Edward Weiler, Associate Administrator for Science at NASA Headquarters in Washington, D.C. Dr. Weiler is co-author of the book Hubble, A Journey Through Space and Time, which commemorates the 20th anniversary of the space telescope's launch on April 24, 2010. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Lindsay Patterson. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.